Rodney E joins us. He's a man who's been to grand finals as a player and is still searching for a chance to take a team to the GF again after his experience there in 1996 with the Swans. And he joins us here to chat. How are you, Rodney?
Frank, how are you, mate? All right?
Oh, well, you must be feeling a little bit chuffed. Both your former clubs in grand finals, you've got great experience at both clubs.
Yeah, good to see. It's obviously both teams deserve to be there, and I think they're pretty evenly matched. So I think we should see a great game.
Who do you back for in the grand final, Rocket? You must be split.
I think you probably lean a bit more towards the Doggies. They had great affiliation with the supporters there. They are terrific people, and they haven't obviously been starved of success. And you know, a lot of the staff that are still there, and you know what it means to them, and players that they've coached. So I think it'd be great if they could win.
When you look at these two sides in the finals, you're probably not surprised with Sydney because they are such a great club. But the Bulldogs, have they even surprised you with their rise from the last 2 years in particular under a new coach?
Probably with their age, yeah. I think they've done a terrific job where they've come from. But obviously, they previous few years, you know, struggled to score a bit. And but they've certainly improved that, improved their run. Now they've got a good balance on their side. People asked are they surprised to get the grand final this year, but I think once the season unfolded, I think the top seven teams were relatively even. And if you get your players on the park, and I think they're probably only missing a couple of players, get your players on the park, anything could happen. And now they've been fantastic the last 3 weeks.
If you're doing a little bit of analysis on it, what has to go absolutely right for both teams in order for either of them to win it?
I think there's got to be a query probably on a few players at Sydney. So that hopefully for their sake that they've got everyone's right. I think really what's got to happen, obviously both teams are very good defensively. So there's going to be a lot of pressure. Sydney are as good as anyone in the competition, though, as borne out last week with 72 inside 50s against them and be able to hold Geelong to a losing score. So they're going to defend really well. I think either team has got to take their chances when they present. It's no good kicking 8-12. You've got to kick 12-8 or 15-5, like Sydney were able to do last week. If you can take your chances, there's not going to be many for either team. Whoever can take them, I think, are going to win on the day.
The Doggies as a club, Rocket, did you feel the lack of success as a club when you were there and the craving to, you know, make history, to get back into a grand final for the first time since 1961. Did you feel that as a coach?
I didn't feel the pressure as such. That was a burden. It was having experience, I suppose, as a player, you sort of wanted it for the players to experience, but also the supporters. And you see the genuine passion in the supporters. And they were terrific support. And I think they've stuck with the club for so long, especially, you know, people 50-plus in age, that, now, they're terrific. So you really longed it for them, I suppose. You know, you'd really want them to be able to experience that, and hopefully on the weekend they can.
Now, back close at home for you is the coast of the Gold Coast Suns, Jago O'Meara's trade situation. You've got a couple on the go, but Dion Prestia asking for a trade as well. But with O'Meara, what sort of asking price is reasonable, do you think, for him when you go to trade table?
Yeah, we're not too sure on that. We'll just wait till Hawthorn come back to us. We'll see how that pans out. Having said that, we want to be reasonably compensated. So nothing's really eventuated at this stage. It's still a bit of shadow boxing at the moment. So we'll wait and see how that unfolds. Still plenty of time left to do that.
Were you gutted when you got the news that he wanted to leave?
Personally, no, I wasn't, because I haven't coached him. He hasn't played a game, so. And you've been around long enough, you know. I mean, last year, Dangerfield left Adelaide. Franklin's left Hawthorn. We're going to see more of it in this day and age of footy. It's going to increase. So from my point of view, I was fairly pragmatic. He phoned me about it, so that was nice of him. It was very professional of him. So didn't agree with his decision, but that's his decision, what he'd like to do.
Did you tell him that, Rocket?
Yeah, I was speaking to him about that, but there's no sense being angry about it. It's just the way footy is, and if we can, if we can come out in front of the deal, well, that's fine. You know, you move on. As I said, Dangerfield left Adelaide, and they were really a good chance to finish top four. So teams will move on. Lee Matthews, I think, is the greatest player of all time, left Hawthorn. Nice playing next year. We won a premiership. So every individual is greater than every club is greater than the individual. So teams move on and they survive.
You've got a fairly rich vein of picks in the top 25 in the next draft. Are you looking for senior players to come in a trade? Is that what your main goal will be in any trade for one of your young stars?
Yeah, it's interesting because we'll have a lot of draft picks, and obviously with Dion and Jager as well, we'll get probably a combination of both. I think that we'll probably have both because it's a good draft, and I think with having so many picks, we'll be able to convert them into players. We had 10 picks. We're not going to be able to have 10 players come in because there's salary cap restrictions and a whole range of different things. So from our point of view, we need to get some midfielders. And we need to have some good draft picks as well to go to the draft.
We noticed that Clarko and Stuart Fox were sitting on the Gold Coast table. Rocket, any deals get done? Were you able to start negotiating?
No, it's not my department, mate. But we've got people more qualified than myself to do that.
So you don't get involved with that at all? Do you tell them what you... Well, obviously the selectors come to you and say... We can get Hamish Hartlett here, or we can get, you know, Jack Viney. This is how we're going to do it. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, you're involved with that. There's a pretty subcommittee that have those discussions, but as far as the negotiation, that'll be Scotty Clayton will deal with, in Hawthorn's case, be Graham Wright.
What do you do for grand final day, Rocket?
I'm actually going back to the Gold Coast because... My wife's son lives in Jakarta and he's over for about 3 or 4 days and he'll be on the Gold Coast. So my wife wants to spend some time with him before he goes back on Monday. So I'll be cheering from the Gold Coast.
Who are you cheering for?
I think the Bulldogs. I think because of knowing so many people there and their supporters and what they've been through historically, I think it'll be a great story for them to be able to win.
It will be indeed. Rodney, thank you for talking
to us.
Thanks
for your time, mate.
Good luck with the draft season and everything else in preparation for next year.
Thanks, guys.